It is now 9:15. WOR, New York. Pall Mall Famous Cigarettes, the cigarette of modern design, presents Believe It or Not, Bob Ripley. Here's the man whose whole life is a constant worldwide hunt for facts. The man who makes his living by telling the truth. The man who knows the places making news today. Knows them because he's been there. Yes, Bob Ripley has been there. Been in more than 200 countries, traveled over 500,000 miles, always seeking, always hunting for facts. Facts that put you right with him in a front row seat of world events. Believe it or not, it's true, says Bob Ripley. And here he is.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome. If you heard Gabriel Heater and his analysis of the news tonight, you know that he told the good news of the Russian capture of the city Kryvyi Rih, which has been held by the Nazis for 3 years. In my hunt for facts, I found that Kryvyi Rih, which in productive value compares to our own Pittsburgh, that these words, Kryvyi Rih, mean the horn of plenty, for here I found the greatest sources of iron, magnesium, and coal in all Russia. The story of its discovery is most interesting. Prince Potemkin, the favorite of Catherine the Great, had a dream one night. He dreamt that heaven had poured out its horn of plenty upon a certain place on the ground where three rivers, named after the colors of the rainbow, are joined. The dream was so real that Potemkin searched until he found that spot, which is now the city of Kryvyi Rih, where the green, yellow, and red rivers come together. And so his dream came true, and Catherine the Great gave him the whole country as a gift. But she exacted a price. That was that Potemkin was to give her a kiss each Easter morning. You realize what she did? She actually gave away the greatest mineral treasure of Russia, containing 4 billion tons of iron ore worth $32 billion, and she did it for a kiss. Believe it or not.
Bob Ripley will be back in just a moment. Smokers, you can see how modern design makes Pall Mall different from old-fashioned short cigarettes. Yes, your own eyes give you the proof of Pall Mall's advantage to smokers. Your eye tells why. You can see Pall Mall's greater length. That's modern design. And when you light your cigarette, you can see that Pall Mall's greater length travels the smoke further, over a 20% longer route of Pall Mall's traditionally fine tobaccos. Pall Mall's greater length filters the smoke naturally, diminishes heat and bite on the way, gives you a cooler, smoother, better-tasting smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, believe the evidence of your own eyes. Pall Mall gives you visible proof of its advantage to smokers. Your eye tells why. Pall Mall's modern design filters the smoke, gives it that cooler, smoother taste. And here again is Bob Ripley, the man who makes his living by hunting for facts.
In the 25 years I've spent hunting for facts, I've learned of many physical gifts or peculiarities that endow people with strange powers, but I think you'll agree that seldom has a rare physical power ever played so dramatic a part in a life as it did in the Believe It or Not I'm going to sketch for you tonight. Now on with the hunt. The time, the year 1927, the place, the famed Cherubini Conservatory in Florence, Italy. In the office of the director of the conservatory, an Italian police official and Giovanni Lancia, a custodian of the violin exhibit, are talking with the director.
As director of the conservatory, I say the affair speaks for itself, as you police should plainly see. Giovanni Lancia here is custodian of the rare Medici violin. It has disappeared. So I say he stole it.
But, signor, I have told you I know nothing of that.
And we of the police have found no evidence to prove Giovanni Lancia stole the violin, senor.
You gentlemen know that the Medici violin is worth $100,000?
Si, senor, we know. It is a rare Stradivarius. We know that Lancia often played it and could have stolen it, for he was custodian of it. But, alas, we can prove nothing.
I don't want you to prove anything. I want the Medici violin back and quickly.
I did not steal the violin. I, too, am eager to get it back.
I'm a busy man and can waste no more time. As for you, Lancia, you are discharged. But, officer,
si?
I want this man's house watched, night and day.
And so for 5 long years, Giovanni Lancia was watched. And during that time, he built his own radio and passed the weary hours listening to shortwave broadcasts. Then one night, as he tuned in to a broadcast from Sweden, he heard...
Maria! Maria! That is it! I have found the Medici!
Oh, Giovanni! How do you know?
I know. That is the Medici. And the station is in Stockholm, Sweden. I shall go there. I shall find the Medici Stradivarius.
And so sure was Giovanni Lancia that he had heard the Medici Stradivarius that he set off on a journey almost without equal. He walked from Florence, Italy, to Stockholm, Sweden, determined to vindicate his honor. Finally, his clothes in tatters, his shoes cut to ribbons, Giovanni arrived at the door of the Italian consulate in Stockholm.
You are Signor Giulin, the Italiano consul?
Si, signor. Come in.
Grazie. In Florenza, I heard the radio broadcast. A violin solo.
Yes?
The violin being played was the Medici Stradivarius, stolen from the conservatory. I have been accused of the theft, hence
But how do you know that violin was the Medici?
My ear, signor. My ear.
Now, my friend, I too am a musician. But to identify one violin from another by its tone... No, it is impossible.
It is true, senor. Let us go to the radio station, and I will prove it.
It is absurd to identify a violin by tone. But I shall call the radio station and tell them we are coming.
Ah, come in, gentlemen. We have been expecting you. This is the violinist you wanted to question.
Yeah? How do you do?
This is a delicate matter, sir, and I beg your indulgence. This is my countryman, Giovanni Lancia. He wants to speak to you about a violin solo you broadcast over a year and a half ago. It was the Caprice Viennois.
Yeah, I've played it often.
The violin you played, where did you get it?
I bought it in Paris in a pawn shop. Oh, it has a wonderful tone. Yeah, I mean, here. Here it is.
Signor, it is the same. It is the Medici Stradivarius.
Yeah, you must be mad. I paid the mere pittance.
Please, senor. Just let me play it. Just a moment. Ah, signore. It is the same. The same. It is the Medici.
How can you be so certain?
I am afflicted with a rare ailment known as synesthesia. I smell the melody.
You smell the melody?
Si, si, signore. When a person with synesthesia hears certain sounds, he immediately smells a certain odor. When I hear the Medici violin, I smell the sweet fragrance of acacia blossoms.
It is astounding.
And that is true. The ailment of synesthesia, rare indeed, did occur in the case of Giovanni Lancia. He was accused of stealing the Medici Stradivarius, a violin valued at $100,000. And for 5 years, day in and day out, he listened to violin concerts all over the world, and finally, he heard one from Stockholm, Sweden. Then he spent a year and a half walking from Florence, Italy, to Stockholm, Sweden, where he found that violin and identified it, because when he heard it played, there came to him the sweet fragrance of acacia blossoms. believe it or not. And now here's Don Hancock.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you still smoking old-fashioned short cigarettes? If so, you will want to make this convincing test. See what happens the first time you light a pell-mell. Unconsciously, you hold the match a half inch closer to your face than you have to. A good half inch inside the tip of your pell-mell. That means you've discovered modern design. Something a short cigarette can't possibly give you. Now, smoke that pell-mell. See what modern design does for you. From the very first puff, pell-mell's greater length travels the smoke further, diminishes heat and bite on the way. Pell-mell's greater length filters the smoke naturally over a 20% longer route of pell-mell's traditionally fine tobaccos. That's modern design. Pell-mell's modern design. It filters the smoke. Gives it that cooler, smoother taste. All for one and one for all. Yes, that's the way we're going to win the war. Over here, all together, working for victory. Over there, all together, fighting for victory. And for those boys over there, here are Bob Ripley's answers to their V-mail letters.
Yes, Don, but before we get out the old letter opener for the V-mail, I would like to ask our listeners in to write a letter tonight to our boys overseas. They're fighting to bring us victory, symbolized by the letter V, the same letter V you see on the back of every package of your pell-mell cigarette.
Right you are, Bob. And this time, Edward Damachek writes, where did the expression to have a white elephant on your hands originate? Well, Bob, in your hunt for facts, have you found the answer?
Oh, yes.
To that one?
Yes, Don, the expression to have a white elephant on your hands originated in Siam. Whenever the king of Siam was angry with one of his courtiers, he would send him a royal white elephant to care for and feed. Naturally, feeding an elephant is a very expensive thing and would ruin any man in a very short time, believe it or not.
Bob will be back in just a moment with the answer to last night's Believe It or Not. Smokers, whenever you buy cigarettes, remember, Pall-Mall's modern design gives you two important benefits. First, Pall-Mall's greater length travels the smoke further, diminishes heat and bite on the way. Second, Pall-Mall's greater length filters the smoke, gives it that cooler, smoother taste. That's why, wherever particular people congregate, you see Pall-Mall in the smart red package. Now for the answer to last night's Believe It or Not. Remember, Bob, you asked, what river is Paris situated on?
Yes, Don. I have, and I know that everybody thinks that Paris is located on the River Seine. But the real name of the river is the Yonne.
Well, how do you figure that out?
Well, even the French Universal Geography shows that 50 miles above Paris, the River Seine flows into the River Yonne. And from then on, it's actually the River Yonne and not the River Seine that flows through Paris. Believe it or not, it's true.
Well, Bob, have you another one we can go to town with tonight?
Well, I think you'll find this question a little harder to answer. Tell me, what queen of a foreign country became a citizen of the United States?
What queen of a foreign country became a citizen of the United States?
Yes, that's right, Don. Now, tell you who the queen was tomorrow night, for there actually was such a person, believe it or not.
This is Don Hancock reminding you to listen in tomorrow night when Pall-Mall Famous Cigarettes, the cigarette of modern design, will again present the man whose whole life is a constant hunt for facts. Believe it or not, Bob Ripley. This is Mutual.